In 1513, Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon landed on Florida's shore, beginning a cultural relationship between Spain and Florida that will be commemorated throughout the state on its 500th anniversary in 2013. This moment in Florida history features Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture, Adam Putnam.
Writing 100 years after Ponce de Leon first landed on our coast, Spanish court historian Antonio de Herrera y Tordesillas tells us that the explorer chose the name Florida for two reasons. It was discovered during the Easter holidays, which the Spanish call Pascua Florida, or Feast of Flowers, and the land was lush and full of blooms. The abundant plant life that so impressed Ponce de Leon has played an important role in Florida's subsequent history. By the 1700s, Florida had become a popular destination for pioneering botanists and naturalists. English botanist Mark Catesby was collecting plants in Florida as early as 1731, and John Bartram, father of American botany, visited in 1765. Florida was still a wild frontier when pioneering horticulturalist Dr. Henry Perrine began experimenting in the Keys with edible and medicinal tropical plants. He grew and studied Florida's first avocados and mangoes before he died in 1840. One of Florida's earliest nurseries was Royal Palm Nurseries in Manatee County, established by Pliny and Egbert Reasoner in 1883. The brothers popularized grafting, developed the first pink grapefruit, and introduced many varieties of ornamental palms, acacias, and crotons to the United States. Today, nursery and greenhouse products are Florida's leading agricultural commodities, and Florida's green industry is the second largest in the nation. Florida, land of flowers, continues to live up to its name.